Chavod.
With your permission. As the Zohar says, the Tras Shalom, the Torah tells us a story. And it's really irrelevant. This expansion doesn't matter if you can see.
No, my elbow. Oh. My face is different. This is my shoulder.
So it really doesn't make a difference what happened in Egypt. We want to know that we came out. But doesn't make 10 makot, 10 plagues, and what? What was the makot? Who cares about it? We don't care. It's history. It's really history. But it doesn't make back and forth, machine and power. It's, you know, Torah is a book of laws and direction, instructions, a guide. But you have to. So in this parasha, we have 7 out of 10 makot. Black. Second one is blood. Aaron Moshe turned the water in Egypt into blood. No. We don't know yet why, but I understand, some kind of on the surface. The second one, Frogs. That Aaron raised his hand on the Nile, and one frog came, or few frogs came. It's a question. All Egypt are frogs. The Torah describes what's going on with the frogs. And then the Torah says that Paul called Moshe, ask him, please get the frogs out. The Gemara says one of the things, besides what they did, they went into people, into the houses and everything. They also were screaming the whole time. And the sound made them a little bit, more than a little bit uncomfortable. And Paul called Moshe, please. Yes. So the Torah says that Moshe screamed to Hashem to take the frogs away. First question is, why let him have it? If Hashem told you, so leave it up to Hashem. Why are you screaming now? Hashem brought it. If Hashem wants, he'll take it. It's not to do with you. And why you have mercy on him now? You know what to tell him, listen, when we pick up all the suitcases and we leave Egypt, the frogs will disappear. But you don't give him credit. What does it mean? What does it mean that you... Sounds like him, and he didn't ask Hashem to do or not to do. He's screaming. No, no, it's very strange. The Torah says he's screaming to Moshe. To Hashem, screaming to Hashem. On the frogs, why he's screaming? Maybe you want to ask, you can ask Hashem. Hashem, maybe, you know, Paul asked me, what do you say, Hashem? Nothing. Screaming to Hashem. Screaming to Hashem, he said that Moshe used his heart. Chaim says it's Zaka, but the Torah says that time screaming. It's based on the sentence in Megillat Echa, Tzak Libam El Hashem. The screaming from the mouth means nothing. The power is the screaming from the mouth shows what your heart wants. And really, you don't have to scream out of your heart. You can just manage to scream from your heart. So again, this is Moshe screaming to Hashem. So it falls out. The next one is lice all over Egypt. It's also very uncomfortable. The power doesn't say nothing to Moshe. Goes by. Why don't they ask Moshe? What's the difference? The same Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for you to fax to go. Ask him, Moshe, please, can you get the lice out? He doesn't ask him. Why doesn't ask him? It doesn't cost you any money. Moshe doesn't charge. Ask him, take the lice out. He doesn't ask him. The lice stay as much as they want. Then Hashem took the lice out. So again, Hashem should have done the same thing with the frogs. So why Moshe is so busy with them? The next one is Arov. Arov means animals. All the animals from Africa came. They came, all the safaris, all the zoos, all came to Egypt. Says the Torah, the Paro called Moshe, says, please get them out. Like frogs, like animals. Moshe prayed to Hashem, please take it out. Again, same question. Next one is Deva. It means all the animals will die. And maybe this had no time to call Moshe because they already died. Okay, maybe. Next one is Shechin. It's a sickness on the skin of a person. Be uncomfortable. Paul doesn't ask Moshe to take it away. Why don't you ask him to take it away? Everybody suffers. They all go to doctors. And says, what happened? Look, pass all over the house, all over the body. Doesn't ask him nothing. The next one is hail. God. God, the scribe, the hail is coming down with fire. So Paul calls Moshe, please. I'm begging you, I'm going to be good. Just take it away. Here, Moshe, excuse me. Here, Moshe not only has to scream, let's say scream, the Torah says he raised his palms. Yeah, it's a very dangerous thing when you raise your palms. To pray with open palms is dangerous. It will be in a certain level. And the reason for that is because the tefillot as well, says Alin, says God, goes from our palms to Hashem. So if the palms are not 100% pure and clean, it means so-called you want to deliver Kadosh Baruch Hu something via something that's not good. It's very dangerous. I've never seen people stand sometimes like this, but very dangerous. I mean, you show you a shaming palm. So you see all the lines of the palms. Shows that a person can check himself. If he knows a bit about the palm. You know what the palm means, they don't know what to say. But the rabbinim, they know what palms means, what the lines are. So you can check yourself, you're doing all right, you're doing all right. If you say you have certain lines on the palm, then your palms are not clear. They're not clear, you have to do that shit. The spirit goes from our mouth to our palm, from our palm goes to Yerushalayim, to the Amigdash. From there, Leon Nabi takes it upstairs to the interior minister, Matat. But here, Moshe, Torah emphasizes. Again, the Torah is not a story. The Torah tells us that Moshe so-called had to raise his hands. And not only that, Moshe tells Paro, of course, so in order for me to get rid of the hail, it's very hard. It's very hard. But here, I have to use my hands, I have to use my palm. Again, the Torah tells us, you have to see it, to see how powerful it is. That you have to raise your palms, and how hard it was to take away the hail. See, this is partial. Now, this is number 7. Number 8 is grasshoppers. Next is parsha. Hashem does Moshe, raise your stick. Grasshoppers will come. Grasshoppers come, the Torah describes, destroy Egypt, they eat everything. And then again, same story, Paul called Moshe, says, listen, just take this death penalty away from me. I can't take it. Please pray to Hashem. Again, Moshe prayed to Hashem, the same question, and finished. So out of 10 Makot, 4 Moshe prayed to Hashem. Again, it's a text. Why do you have to know it? Must be you have to know. It's a Zohar. Must be you have to know. What is it all about? Again, the Moshe has to pray. And if Moshe would have to pray, I don't know what would have happened. We don't know what would have happened. Richard the Gemara says the plague lasted a week, according to one opinion. So when Moshe prayed, lasted a week. It did last a week. So it means if you wouldn't, it would continue. Why this should continue? Every plague was decided by Kadosh Baruch Hu to be only 1 week, one version. Here comes the Zohar, comes the Gemara, and says like this. When Hashem created this world, Hashem used so-called 4 kinds of the material, something like this, to create this world. The first one is fire, and then water, and then wind, and this is sand.
all.
And every item, and every person, and every entity in this world has those so-called ingredients inside himself. The question is, how much of each one? There is Dahis, Dahis says it depends on the people as well. And some people, you know, they get angry very fast. Very fast. The other one, calm, nothing. One person, he loves to eat. He can sit and eat. He eat, I don't. Nah. I'm not interested in this. I'm not interested. Some people like to be on the spiritual, not talking religion now. Spiritual, you know, he thinks about it and he's not interested in material. He doesn't go to games. Yeah, that's nonsense. He wants to know computers, he wants to know something. It has to do with religion. And some people just, you know, anything. Nothing. Rather, he says, it depends the ratio of those four things in your system. If you have a lot of fire inside you, I mean, this is anger. The ingredient, one of the materials, the fire, has a lot you have inside. This guy is very calm, very calm. So very calm because it's not because he's a better person than you. He has a different correction that he has to take care of in his lifetime because something happened in the last time. So he has desire for food. Yeah, food, eating, obesity. You look at him, what happened to you? Look at him, I don't eat nothing, you know. And even when I eat, I don't have. Can't compare yourself. The Mishnah and Perkei Avot hints to it. So the behavior of the people is not because happened to him, because this is something in the system. And the thing in the system is because he came to this world to do something. So it means like this, you in your last life you did something, and now you have that thing in your system. So it means when Hashem sent you the neshama and your body were created, and say you have this percentage of fire, percentage of water, that's the secret of our life. But every item is like this, you know, table, chairs, everything is, of course, you think, you took a piece of wood. A piece of wood doesn't do enough. The wood has to have some kind of other energies, but the percentage of fire inside the wood, percentage of water in the wood, and so-called wind in the wood is lower. Human being has much more percentage of those things inside the system, and the dead items has less. But everything has to be formed and created with those four things. And that's what the Torah tells us in the beginning of this. She's a Bereshit, you know, you don't see fire over there, because fire is actually something from Hashem. But you see the water, first thing was created was water, and then the earth, and then the wind. The Torah says, Tzorach Elokim, there's a wind over here. I said, okay, so you understand that's the concept. So here comes the Torah and tells us stories. A generation of Noah was a flood. Well, God decided to bring a flood. Why did he decide to bring a flood? Why in that generation did he bring fire? For example, third generation is Dor's dome, people in his dome. Hashem decided to destroy his dome. Fire came from Shemaim. It came from Shemaim. So Hashem could have brought fire in the first place. Why flood all over? The Gemara says, I tell you why flood. Because the people behavior that damaged so-called the water. They weren't pure, they weren't holy. So the Gemara says, Kikilu, they destroy the concept of the water. Soon we'll see what it means. That's the first generation. The second generation that we read in the Torah is that after the Mabul, 350 years after the Mabul, they built the tower against the Kadosh Baruch. The tower was the ground, right? So they used the ground to build something to rail against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what did he do? He broke the tower, it's a secret, he changed the language. Some of the tower was sank in the ground. Third generation, the behavior. He didn't want to give tzedakah, he did this. So Hashem brought fire from Shomayim. comes Rabbeinu Bachaye and says, listen, when you talk about this, it's not them. It's not their generation. The time of Noah. Not their generation did the build the tower. Not their generation is dumb. It's you. It's the Jewish neshamot that Hashem brought them. First the neshamot of the flood. And of course, people didn't behave. Hashem destroyed the world with water because so-called they damaged the water. And the second generation was the people that built the tower, so-called that used the ground, the earth, soil instead, against Hashem. So Hashem is going to do something to them. It's against it's you. It's the second time you're here. It's us. And the third time, we are the doors though. We are the people in Zdomba. We were turned over upside down and Hashem brought fire because we damaged something about the fire. And we are the people in Egypt now. That's the secret. What's the depth of it? What's the So the Torah says you have four kind of deaths penalty. One is called skila. You throw the guy from the second floor. And one is called sefa. You open up his mouth and you throw hot lead inside. It's inside the body. You don't burn the body. The third one is you chop his head off. And the fourth one is you choke him. Two people holding a rope, put around neck and choke him. He says, why don't you have more and less? Why four? Because Zohar says, Ari says, we have Hashem's name, the one that recognizes more is a four letter name, a Yud and a He, Vav and a He. So it depends what you did. Certain things, by not obeying Hashem's command, you damage earth. Therefore, they take you to the second floor, they throw you downstairs. Because actually what you did is you damaged Hashem's first letter, the Yud. That's why we have certain mitzvot. That the mitzvot are so-called to comply and to tell you what is really, according to the punishment, you should know what to do teshuva on. So if you know the punishment on that particular thing is called skila, so throw him from the second floor, it means, listen, the thing that you did not right, it's not he did that. Hashem doesn't care less. But you should know you destroy so-called the material earth, but the material earth is being represented in the letter Yud. It's called skila. A certain mitzvot, shalom, in certain laws you didn't obey, that it means you destroy the second letter here of Hashem. I said, second letter of Hashem, represent so-called fire. I said, they're going to burn you, they're going to throw a hot lead inside your system. The third one is called Herig. I said, chop his head off. And then because certain things that you did, you damaged the letter Vav. And the last one is Chenik, is choke the guy, because you damaged the last letter of Hashem. That's a secret of our life. It means like this. A generation of the Mabul, Hashem choked them with water, That means you should know what you destroyed. You destroyed the letter of Hashem to represent water. And the second generation, we became the one who built the tower, and it says we destroyed earth. So it's different things. It's called Hashem advancing us because we were very nice to each other. We didn't die. The third generation is fire, and it says Dom, and it says this is you damage. This is the first letter, the first hey, in Hashem's name. Now we're in Egypt. That's the secret of this book, Redemption. To tell you, said Rabbeinu Bachaye, said Ari, he did in the Zohar, that you are in Egypt now. It's the fourth time you're here on this earth, in this universe, but you should know what your job is. You have now to fix the so-called the wind. The wind, because it's the fourth material that was not so-called fixed yet from the world before. So that's what you got to do. So what do you do instead? So we did Avodah Zarah in Egypt. Avodah Zarah in Egypt means you damage it. Here comes the Torah, the punchline. I don't know what you're going to tell you something. You read the Torah, you read the Parashah, you see what happened. I see what happened. It's for you, Mr. Jewish man. Look what happened. Figure out what you have to do. That is it. So see something happened. Something happened. I says, why did you see that? Why did you see? For example, you were on the highway. You saw something. You didn't want to see that. I says, it's a wake-up call for you. It's a wake-up call. Yeah, happened to me, that spot. Happened to me, that thing happened. Happened to me, that I saw. Happened to me means it's a message from Hashem. So all the Makot is really a wake-up call for us. But some of them are very strong message. Some of them is a smaller scale of message. And even I will tell you, some of the Makot really happened to the Jews as well. For example, frogs. The Jewish people had frogs. No information, there was so many and so bad as the Egyptians had it. But you should know that's a secret. Blood didn't have, but the frogs have. So comes God and takes me to him. And the first thing happened in this world is the Mabul. It had to do with water. So you damage the material water. The frog is going to come out of the Nile. It's water. Actually, it's much deeper than that. Because the Gemara says the water was the first entity that sank to Hashem. As Rabban would say next week, Parashat, your job in this world is only to sing and praise Hashem. So who prays first? Not only prays first, the Gemara says. You know why Hashem created us? Because Hashem wanted, if I say, live people, live entities to sing. Because the water are not live. So Hashem created us because Hashem wants us to sing. So who is the best singer? Who is the best singer? A frog. Perek Shira says, the frog praises Hashem all the time. All this noise that the frog makes is singing to Hashem. Singing to Hashem, where are you coming from? From the water. Uh-huh. So because the water sank, the first entity the Gemara says, so the frog is coming here and says, listen, I'm here. I said, who are you? I came from the water. Why did Hashem choose that the first makah should be with frogs? Because frogs represent the water. Represent the water singing. I said, listen, that's what you got to do. See, to remind you, the Amabul, the first generation, were destroyed because they didn't sing to Hashem. They did bad things. And Hashem brought water on them. I said, here, Mr. Frog is here to let you know. Listen, mister, you better behave. Don't repeat the mistake you did last life when you were in the time of Noah. And now, this is how you're going to fix Hashem's name. And it's really the secret. When Moshe came to Paul and told him, Hashem sent me. And the Gemara says, I don't know Hashem. So the Gemara says, it sounds like a joke. And Paul said to his secretary, bring me all the books about the names of God. So, you know, we have certain nations have gods. So Paul said, I don't see the name. So I, in the Torah, Paul said, I don't see the name. I'm not sending the Jewish people out. It says, it's not a big joke. It's, you think Paul doesn't know what Hashem is. But anyway, Yosef was in Egypt, was the king. All over the highways was only Hashem, 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 all the time. What do you mean he didn't hear about Hashem? What do you mean he didn't hear Hashem? Yaakov was in Mitzrayim with his children for years. Now the grandchildren, what do you mean he doesn't know Hashem? The secret behind it, because no Hashem, because Am Israel destroyed so-called Hashem's name by doing Avodah Zarah. And that, because it is destroying it, Paul said, I can't find the name here. I can't find. What do you mean I can't find it? Because it's not alive. It's just on the books. It's on the paper. There's no such thing of power like Hashem. At that time, the idols had power. It wasn't like today that you go and you buy a little statue. At that time, the statue had power. Avodah Zarah had power until Second Beit HaMikdash was open. Avodah Zarah had the power. It wasn't stupid people went and bought the statue and bowed down to the statue. This is not stupidity. This is something's wrong with the person. At that time, the Avodah Zarah had power. And Paul looked in the book. Of course, he saw Yud Kevav in the book. He saw it, yeah. He didn't see anything, but there's no power. There's no power because you don't behave. There's no power. You mean damage the letters. You damage the Shem. So again, the first time that Shem wants us to understand it, maybe to power as well to understand, is damaging the water. Damaging the water. Then Paul called Moshe. Moshe, can you pray to Hashem? I pray for you, yeah. Because the whole purpose is to pray to Hashem, to ask for forgiveness, and to praise Hashem. Therefore, when it turned the water into blood, it was not an active thing. Here, so-called the water coming towards you, it's like the Mabul, a frog came out of the water, and she jumps on you, and she screams, and you cannot fall asleep. You say, what is this? It says the water demanding something. Attention, and the person should fix so-called the damage of this material water that really damages the Hashem's letter. Then came lies. Nothing. Paul doesn't call Moshe because he doesn't get the message from Hashem or from his angel upstairs. So forget about it. He's suffering. Then all of a sudden, number four is animals coming. Animals coming. Torah says, "Ve'gama adama asherim aleha." They came with the ground underneath them. And also animals, the Tosfot the Gemara says, they're coming out from the ground. So that's the second material that was destroyed. So the Torah says, Paul called Moshe, said, listen, get these animals out. And Moshe prays and the animals go out because, again, it's a message from us. Look what you got to do. You got to pray in order for you to fix so-called damage that we, in this life, last life, so-called destroy earth, destroy Hashem's letter. The third one is the hail. That's all I emphasize. The hail came with fire. Fire. Hail is bad enough. You don't need fire. But the Torah says, hail came with fire. Hashem had mercy on us. Didn't want just bring fire on us, on them. So the Torah says, listen, that's the third letter of Hashem. You damage fire. This is the generation of Sodom. And I said, okay, so Paul asked Moshe, please pray over here, because fire resembled Hashem. Hashem is called fire. Hashem is called fire. So therefore Moshe had to raise his palms. And he had to tell Paul. He didn't have to. He told Paul, I'm going outside and I'm going to raise my palms and I'm going to pray to Hashem. Why are you telling me to raise your palms? Why did Torah tell you this? Because the damage over here with the fire was so bad that Moshe, in order to stop it, to show us what to do, had to raise his palms out. And next is parasha is the grasshopper. The Torah will tell you, as the grasshopper came, the Torah said the wind took the grasshoppers, brought them to Egypt. Why did Torah tell you how they came? And Lord didn't tell me how the animals came. They marched. They came from the safari. They came from the zoo. So the grasshoppers arrived. Lord says, no. Lord said, listen, the grasshoppers will come with flight of a wind. And Lord said, then they can, wind will blow them back. Because that's the fourth material. Because the fourth material is called Ruach. And we in Egypt right now, we did the Zohar, I mean, we damaged so-called the wind. And therefore, the Torah tells us that's our message. It's not to tell you a story, what happened. Not what happened. It's what our job in this world is. Our job in this world is to keep the world going. And if something happened, it means something was damaged. The material was damaged. Material was damaged, not material was damaged. It means Hashem's name was damaged. And that... So I says that's really what Hashem wants us to know. So he's waiting for the Gula. I said, for the Gula, yeah. So listen, if you don't keep the mitzvot, it's not because you don't keep the mitzvot. It's not, you're not going to go to Gan Eden, you're not going to be to Olam Haba. It's not because of this. Because you didn't fix what you got to fix. And that's what really, when Moshe was in Egypt, when he came out, when he was chosen by Hashem, to go take the Amsal out, Moshe asked Hashem, Hashem told Moshe, I'm taking them out. Excuse me. So Moshe said, why taking them out? Excuse me, Moshe. Hashem told you to take them out. all of a sudden you became a prosecutor? The answer is because it's true that Mr. Moshe was right. Because we're not on the level to come out because he didn't fix the job, he didn't fix the four materials. And actually Hashem took us out of Egypt ahead of the time. So you get out of the head of the time, he didn't fix nothing. So Hashem said it's not fixed. And that's what Moshe tells Hashem, Moshe asks Hashem, what name shall I tell them to take them out? What kind of question is this? What do you mean what name it is? Because that means, because Hashem told him a new name. Aleph, Hey, Yud, and Hey. Hey, it's called Heke. Why Hashem didn't tell him Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei? Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. What happened? Because this name is like, Pharaoh couldn't find it. It's not available right now. Because you don't behave. If you do have a Dazara, you can't expect Yud, and Hey, Vav, and Hey, Hashem's name to take you out of it. You're not there. And therefore, Hashem so-called chose a new name. You know, I'm not taking this name. You're right. But, you know why you're taking them out? Take them to Har Sinai, and I give them the Torah. What does it do anything? Because via the Torah, you're going to fix Hashem's name. Because the mitzvot that the person does fixes it. Means like this. It's a damage. So we're doing the damage in the car. So you say, okay, sorry. But you have to fix the damage. How are you going to fix the damage? If you did something wrong, forget about, not talking about the sin. Sin, forget about it. Hashem will forgive you the sin. But it was the damage done. How are you going to fix the damage? Only by keeping the Torah. When you keep the Torah, then you fix the damage. That's the secret. This is a parasha. Hashem will help us. We can fix it. We have Moshe Rabbeinu.